By ons in die atelier is professor David Mabunda en hoof operationele beampte van die KLCBT, Linda Grimbeek. Baie welkom by 100.5 FM.
Hi.
Linda, opwindende tye.
Inderdaad, en ek kan nie blyer wees oor die eer wat ons toe vertrou is met professor Mabunda wat ingestem het om die nominasie te aanvaar het.
Prof Mabunda, you were inaugurated as the KLCBT president last night. You are best known to Lowfelders as the former CEO of Sandparks and the former director of the KNP, the center of the Lowveld. Before that, you were university lecturer, also abroad, and then you were chair of the interim council of the University of Mpumalanga in 2017.
Yes.
Tell us a bit more about your passion for education.
Well, I was born an educationist. I learned it from my father, who was a priest, and he ran a little school at home, just for the neighborhood, at Matafen Woodhouse, next to the old airport. I've been a teacher in the area, school principal, inspector of schools, college lecturer, and ultimately at universities. So I have a diverse knowledge of education, particularly in the leadership space. I'm passionate about education. An educated nation is an informed nation, and it makes good decisions going forward, and it looks after itself. If you educate a person, you educate him or her for the entire life. And that then spills over to the rest of the society, and you become a better society.
You've been involved with the KLCBT for a number of years now, especially in fundraising. You are credited with obtaining the funds to increase the security on the notorious Numbi Road. But that's not all you've been doing. You also have initiatives to get local residents outside the park involved and to buy in to the value of the KNP.
Yeah. Well, in terms of fundraising, I've raised almost close to R1 billion when I was still head of Sandparks. The biggest check I've ever received was that from the Howard Buffett Foundation, which also included a helicopter and cash. I don't know, those things were left behind at Sandparks. Leadership is about inspiring people to a common vision. Once people understand where you're going and you present it in very simple terms, they tend to follow and support. And I've talked about that last night, about landing a man on the moon, because that really meant rising above the levels of what NASA was doing at the time of Apollo 11, and really place a human being for the first time on the moon. I don't know whether you know how far the moon is from Earth. 384,400 kilometers. So that's how far the moon is. And that's where we should aim in terms of the businesses that we run. Whatever size and nature of your business, it doesn't matter. Do it better. Because if you do it better, it permeates to economic growth and even advancement of the country. So whether it's an ordinary vendor selling tomatoes along the street, whether it is a small corner cafe or a big industrial operation at Riverside, all contribute to one basket, the economy of the Lowveld, and ultimately the country itself. So that's really what I believe in, and that's what really drove me over the years, whether it was in conservation or in education. Those are the two fields that I have a vast knowledge of. So fundraising is in my blood. There are so many people that want to give to good causes, and when we saw this, the inferno almost consuming our lives by killing tourists on the Numbigate Road. I approached Linda and we, you know, I sold the idea of us raising funding. And within a short space of time, we were able to raise about 2 million rand. We are in line now to increase that to about 5 million for the next coming year to make not just the road safe, but the communities around Numbigate safe as well. Because that, again, spills over to the well-being of the community. We get reports that school children are happy now to go to school without fear of their bags being snatched. Girls walk about without fear of their belongings being taken away from them or being raped. That's how serious the situation can be. So we will continue enforcing that, and ultimately we think that it will also derive benefits for the community around issues of safety. People wake up very early in the morning to go to work, and there were reports of muggings and stuff like that. So now, with the presence of security in the area, visible policing that we have put through fundraising, people are safer.
Linda gets excited every 2 years because each president brings to the table his or her own unique field of expertise and contact book to the table. How do you expect your passion and background in conservation will impact your tenure?
I became a self-taught and self-directed leader around issues of corporate governance and leadership. And the honor as a professor came from leadership and governance. So from conservation and education, I learned to be a leader, and I learned to respect corporate governance because there's nothing as frustrating as a structure, an oversight structure like a board or council that doesn't know its role and it's competing with management. And that's what you see in public entities. And hence, there's no delivery. So in my tenure, corporate governance will be respected. There will be clear roles in terms of what management does and what the board is expected to do. Our job is to govern and not to manage. That is very clear. I have no confusion in as far as that is concerned. I've done that ably for the last 20 years of my life in leadership. So that is something that we will strengthen. We'll strengthen governance. We'll strengthen leadership. We'll make sure that businesses are allowed to do what they're supposed to do without fear or favor. And we'll broker relationships with those institutions of government like municipalities that you know, are there to encourage investment by providing services. It's very difficult in the towns of the Lowveld, which I've already taught, to really see the kind of decay and reverse that is taking place in terms of infrastructure development. It's very sad. Roads that once had tar have now become dead roads. I think there is no road that is without multiple big dongas, because if you call them potholes, it sounds very mild. So we will be working as business along with those structures and try and get them back to shape through cooperative governance. When I was a youngster in the Nelspruit area, municipalities used to buy land, set aside that land, service it before people would be settled. Today we have a haphazard human settlement approach, and that's why you have so many pieces of land being invaded. There is no provision in terms of the population growth for orderly, organized settlement of both businesses and humans at an individual level. Bylaws are not respected. Why do we set laws that we can't respect? My understanding of the CBD is that it is a place of business. It's called a central business district. But today, there's churches just about in every street in many of our towns, including Mbombela. So we're not respecting bylaws. Dumping is happening everywhere. Our towns are dirty and filthy. How can you run business in such an environment? Which sane investor would put his money in an environment that is chaotic? So it is in the interest of both the municipalities, our local government authorities, and our residents, and business in particular, to have this cooperation and make sure that our environment is safe and orderly.
Are Council BT presidents only allowed to serve 2 years at a time, and that's a short time to take us to the moon. But if you look back in 2 years from now, what would you like to see on the ground in terms of tourism in the Lowveld?
Our tourists should come here and feel safe. That's really key, and that's achievable, and we've started working on that. Yes, it's 2 years, but the impact should last forever. So it's 2 years to plant the seed and nurture it to fruition. And the rest will be perpetrated forward by our own successor in title. It's a democratic institution, so we must actually respect the term of office. If it's 2 years, it's 2 years. There's no need to extend it. And do your work within that 2 years and make sure that you deliver on what you've promised.
Exciting is the appointment of two special attachés to the KLCBT going forward. Opa Pilani for Tourism Development and Transformation and Hendrik Janso van Rensburg. He's for Skills Development. What's your expectation of what they will contribute?
On the answer, I'm excited about his role in skills development, because we are in the mess that we are because there are no skills development processes and platforms around the Lowveld. Those that exist are not well supported and therefore not effective. And with a role model like him leading the process and imparting skills and expertise to people, both young and old, so that they are prepared for work, for employability, for me, that is really progress. So we look forward to having him as an attaché for skills development. I raised Opa Pilani. He worked under me when I was an official at Kangwane and later in the provincial government. I know him. I know his capabilities. I know his skills. I know what he can do. And I think we are in safe hands in as far as tourism is concerned, because he lives, breathes, and actually ventilates tourism. Every second, minute, and hour, he is just tourism. So we are excited to have someone like him to continue raising the flag of tourism, not just in our province, but nationally and internationally. So a special attaché is a very special being. It's an honor to have these two gentlemen coming from our ranks and also continuing to act on behalf of the KLCBT without fear or favor.
Linda, opwindende tye.
Inderdaad, hy kom, dis groot skoene wat toetree tot die stryd, en ons is geweldig geëerd dat hy KLCBT gekies het as sy baba om voor te gaan. En ek dink ons, die visie van die organisasie, van myself in my eie leierskap, is die eenvoudige ding van ons doen elke keer die ding net 'n bietjie beter as laas. En dit is 'n resep wat vir ons gewerk het, en ons twee deel ook die visie van die wette van die natuur. As jy hoef nie King Ford te gaan lees om corporate government te verstaan nie. Jy kan net in die natuur gaan kyk. Die Bybel sê ook vir jou, gaan na die muur. En ek dink dit is hoekom ons so goed oor die weg kom en mekaar se koppe verstaan sonder om eers te praat daaroor en dit was nog net 'n paar dae en dit is ongelooflik opwindend om saam met professor te werk. En ek sien self groot dinge vir ons wat voor lê en ons moet hierdie besigheidswêreld vat waar ons die hele tyd gesê het doen net daai een dingetjie beter, doen alles wat jy doen net ietsie beter. Toe COVID gekom en 'n totale demper op almal se gees gesit en terwyl ons nou uitkom uit COVID uit, is almal nog so op die skeleton staaf in die skeleton operations en daai vrees om vorentoe te gaan is dis asof jy gebyt is deur 'n slang en jy's nou bang om in die bosse in te gaan, hè. En ons moet nou saam die besigheidswêreld uit daai rat uitkry en ook LGBT. En ons het reeds nou die waag moet gevat om 'n nuwe persoon aan te stel wat die 1 Augustus gaan begin. Wat my gaan help om daai volgende stap vorentoe te gee vir die organisasie, want my kaartjie is vol, my danskaartjie is vol. So en ons het nou die waag moet gevat om dit te doen. En ons wil daai selfde ding inspireer by die besigheidswêreld. As jy kyk, hy praat van die bywette, die noise pollution wat 'n ewige probleem is, die studentehuise wat hand uitruk, dit is ook 'n groot passie van professore om ontwikkeling te bewerkstellig in daai spasie, laat hulle in koshuise ingaan waar hulle hoort. So daar gaan ons ook lekker saamwerk en dinge doen, maar ook om die bywette te geïmplementeer te kry. Ons moet die dorp skoon maak, ons moet die plek kry laat mense wil hierna toe kom en hier wil invest. So, vir ons is dit regtig waar 'n groot voorreg om te hê en ek sê vir jou, 2 jaar is kort, maar jy's moeg aan die einde van daai 2 jaar. dit is nie 'n hierjouse werkie nie. So ons sien baie uit daarna om saam weer hierdie pad te stap. Elkeen kom met sy eie visie en sy eie idees. Dis min of meer altyd 'n ietsie wat ons reeds in is, maar ek is excited want dit is my eie passies wat ons ook deel. So, en ek het ook gisteraand namens die personeel ons volle vertroue en allegiance basis aan hom toe vertrou en ja, dit was 'n baie spesiale geleentheid. Dit is lekker gewees.
Wat is nog op die kalender vir die week?
Goeie aarde, die week. Wel, ons het sommer nou na ons eerste raadsvergadering stay. Op die eerste een was het net om 'n president te verkies. So vandag is het die regte raadsvergadering en waar ons nou gaan begin werk. So ons het reeds 'n nuwe persoon aangestel, so dit was al in die week. En dan gaan ons begin ernstig nou uitreik om die al die stakeholders te ontmoet, al die lede van die groot corporates en daai tipe mense gaan ons moet ontmoet. Ons sal die leiers van Sandparks gaan ontmoet, hy ken hulle maar net offisieel in sy nuwe kapasiteit. So dit is wat vir die volgende paar weke voorlê, om al die MSC's, die Meyers, die MM's almal, die wat ons nie gisteraand gesien het, jy weet ek, om hulle persoonlik te gaan ontmoet. So dis die eerste groot taak, want ons hele werk gaan oor verhoudings. So, dis wat voorlê, heerlik.
Op die gewone KLCBT kalender, die werk hou ook net nie op nie, week nee. In week uit, 'n opwindende boek launch op pad?
Ja, die Historical Interest Group gaan 'n boek launch hou saam met Hans Borman, die 27ste dinsdag, om 6:00 die aand by Marlins, by die Hengelklub daarso. Jy moet voor die tyd bespreek by KLCBT, as jy wil bywoon, dit kos R100 vir jou lekker curry, winter curry ete. As daar nie, jy betaal wel daarso. So as daar nie plek is, meen nie, kan jy wel staanplek hê, en dan kan jy net in die restaurant gaan eet as jy wel agterna. Die boeke sal ook daar verkoop word teen R350, en dis nou natuurlik die Kruger National Park place names, wat hy herwerk het. Dis 'n totale encyclopedie, so lekker dikke, met elke liewe berg en rivier en gehuggie in die hele Wildtuin se name, waar die naam vandaan kom en die geskiedenis van daai plekkie. So dit is werklik 'n oulike geskenk. As jy vergeet het van Vadersdag, daar's nog 'n kans. Sê vir jou pa, hoor jy, ek het gewag vir die boek om te kom. Of sommer net, koop het vir die wintervakantie, as jy wel park toe gaan, is het lekker leesstof en ietsie om oor te praat om die kampvuur in die aand. So die boek is reeds beskikbaar by ons kantoor, as jy dalk nie die boek launch kan maak nie. En Hans word 90 en hy is besig om feitelik nou elke 3 maande 'n boek te publiseer. Dis ongelooflik wat sy energie in daai man is. Ons het sy hele collection daar op 'n spesiale rak in die kantoor. Vir die wat graag almal wil aanskaf. Dan kyk ons na 'n webinar wat baie interessant is wat Unisa aanbied. Unisa het 'n nuwe ding gestig, professor, ek weet nie of jy dit ken nie, The Executive Leadership Laboratory, waar hulle spesifiek fokus op leierskap, né? En hierdie is hulle eerste webinar wat hierdie laboratory aanbied en dit gaan oor leading in turbulent and complex environments. En jy kan nie meer turbulent en complex kry as hier nie. Dit die wraggies weet. En dit is nou die 22ste Junie om 5:30 in die middag. En die link is op ons webblad beskikbaar. Dan die ander een wat ook gebeur op die 22ste is die IMD World Competitiveness Yearbook Results. Ons praat baie van die World Competitiveness Survey, waar hulle gaan en lande, 64 lande vat van die meer ontwikkelde lande en hulle rank in volgorde van belangrikheid op verskillende baie kategorieë, spesifiek waarna investors kyk. Soos, is dit veilig, hoe is die bankwese, hoe is die government, hoe is die besigheid en government verhouding en so aan. So kyk gerus daarna, ons gaan ook die results publiseer later, maar dis lekker om daarna te luister. Die 22ste Junie om 10:00 die oggend, weer eens die skakels is beskikbaar op ons webwerf. Baie interessant, wat ook nou gelaunch is, is die Dorpie toepassing of app, wat basic, dit gee vir jou, dis 'n app wat jy kan download, wat van elke liewe dorpie in die land, ons noem dit maar dorpies, groot is ook, wat jy kan sien wat is daar aan die gang op die oomblik, en sommer restaurante waar jy kan gaan en so aan. Nou hulle het, om die app nou te bemark, het hulle so 'n black box challenge van pryse van R20,000 wat jy kan wen. So jy moet die app download en dan registreer jy om die challenge te doen. En dis nou vir avontuurlustiges, dis 'n 2-week fisiese en virtual challenge wat jy moet doen. So dis perfek vir die Junie vakansie. Gaan download hom en kyk hoeveel van hierdie goed jy kan doen. Ek kan glad hierdie app uit die mou uitlaat nie, want gaan kyk self en kyk, miskien is jy die gelukkige wenner van R20,000 en daar's baie ander pryse ook beskikbaar. So, gaan download en kyk waaroor dit alles gaan. Dit is wat in die onmiddellike tyd by ons gaan gebeur. Ons gaan ons volgende netwerkgeleentheid in Julie hou, saam met PricewaterhouseCoopers. Maar vir nou is dit op die kaarte vir die week wat julle kan geniet.
Ja, yes, en ons kakel op Laveld Ervaring. Dit is Linda Grimbeek en professor David Mabunda wat vandag by ons kuier van die KLCBT. Baie dankie dat julle ingeloer het.
Ja, dit was 'n heerlike voorreg en ons gaan volgende week weer 'n gas saambring. So ons gaan nie nou sê wie nie. Ek moet hulle eers oortuig om Afrikaans te praat, maar nee, ons gaan iemand saambring en dan gaan ons julle so mettertyd bekend maak met die nuwe leierskap, want dis natuurlik 'n hele span nuwe mense wat gekies is.
Dis Laveld Ervaring, selfde tyd, selfde plek, volgende week.
Tot ziens, tot volgende week.